face.
You can start.
Well, first of all, let me just say thank you so much, everybody, for being here. My name is Debbie Halverson, and I am running for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District in the March 20th primary. And the reason I brought you here is because this is my alma mater, Bloom. My husband went to Thornton, and we're not going to hold that against him. He grew up in Harvey. I grew up in Stager. We raised our family in this district. I grew up in this district. I attended anywhere from kindergarten all the way through college in this district. We know this district. We love this district. We currently reside in Crete. There's no way, as families are struggling every day, they're frustrated, they're angry, so am I, that we could sit on the sidelines. And this took a long time to make this decision as to whether I was going to decide to run or not. But in the end, as we talked as a family, as I talked with my supporters, everybody said, Debbie, this is not you. This is not you to sit on the sidelines and allow this to happen to us. And I thought about it, and my love for public service said, you're right. It is my responsibility to stand up for the people who need me. And that, in the end, was the reason I decided to run for Congress. You know, people, like I said, are hurting. And, you know, we have to take a stand. We have to make sure that the citizens of the 2nd Congressional District, who have struggled for far too long, anywhere from Chicago all the way south to Kankakee, this new district, think about it, is from the 53rd and Lakeshore Drive, where the Museum of Science and Industry is, all the way south to Kankakee. It is Chicago, it's suburbs, it's exurbs, and it's rural. You need somebody in there who is strong, who has a proven record of leadership, who knows the district, and who can stand up for all the people. And that's what I can do. I have a proven record of bringing jobs to the area. In my more than 20 years of public service on every level, I started out as a township clerk. I became a state senator, the first woman in history to be the majority leader in the state senate. And then when I decided to run for Congress, it wasn't about me, and it wasn't about titles. I left the second most powerful position in the state of Illinois to go to run for Congress and to make a difference there. I brought 15,000 jobs to Joliet and the intermodal because I was not going to see that deal not go through. I put everybody in an office and locked the door, basically, and said, you're not leaving until we make this happen. And I also said, we need an airport. The current congressman has not made it happen. This has been his pet project for 15 years. Where is it? I want to make it happen too, but we've got to do it right. And we need a congressman that doesn't have ethical distractions. Maybe that's why you can't get anything done anymore. You need somebody, the district needs somebody who's going to lead. I have a proven record of leadership and getting things done. And we need results, not rhetoric. And that's what I'm here to do. And we're going to go out there and work for this jobs bill. The president needs help getting this jobs bill done. The current congressman is against the jobs bill. How can you be against a jobs bill when unemployment in Illinois is worse than the unemployment nationwide? People need jobs now. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. So at this time, if there's any questions, I'd rather hear what's on your mind instead of continue to give you the passion that I have for what I want to do.